This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
9:44, Steve Cochran on the phone with us live from Las Vegas. Steve, I need to introduce our sports director here at WGN for the announcement, Dave Ennett.
He's great. I like him.
He's a good man. Dave, are you there?
I am here. How are you guys?
Good, man.
Well, good. Thanks, Pete.
How are you?
Steve, nice to talk to you. This is a...
Are you still in Jersey?
No, I'm back. I'm actually at WGN television right now.
All right, because we got a big announcement to make.
Yes. Thanks. Thanks for the heads up. Should I go ahead with it?
Go
Pete?
Ahead.
What
yes.
do you think?
Absolutely.
Do you want to introduce the other people, Pete? Who else is? Isn't Ro Khan with us?
Ro is here. There is Ro. Ro.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm awaiting. I have no idea what's about to happen here. So I'm awaiting. I thought Steve's going to announce that he's. With child? I don't know. What's going to happen?
This is big.
Ro's about to be named Miss Congeniality. Stand by. It's going to be beautiful.
It is. Well, that's not exactly it, Steve, but this is a very exciting and historic day for all of us at WGN Radio. Today, WGN Radio and the Chicago White Sox are jointly announcing a multi-year agreement naming 720 WGN as the team's flagship radio station. White Sox Woo! Games will air on WGN beginning with the Sox first Cactus League game against the Dodgers on Friday, February 23rd at 2:05 in the afternoon.
How about a sitting ovation? How about a round of applause?
That's fantastic.
How about
news.
A big yes?
Yeah.
All right.
Now a couple of other items. In its 10th season, the on-air team of Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson, Ed the former Sox pitcher, and Darren former outfielder, they will return to the broadcast booth. Todd Manley, our boss, WGN radio station manager and vice president of content, says, "What an honor it is to join the White Sox family. Summer starts today on WGN radio."
Great quote.
And Brooks Boyer, Brooks Boyer,
yeah!
White Sox senior vice president of sales and marketing, says, "It's a fantastic win. For White Sox fans, we are thrilled to team up with an iconic media organization in Chicago, delivering the hustle and passion of White Sox games to WGN radio listeners throughout the city and the Midwest." Brooks, did I quote you accurately there?
You quoted me. I couldn't have said it better myself. And we are so excited to be part of the WGN family and to be able to deliver our fans these games across your great airwaves.
It's great news.
You know, Brooks, I go back with you guys to AM 1000 and the loop in the 90s when we had the White Sox back then. And as you know, baseball belongs on 720 WGN. So, Ro, I know you're as thrilled as I am about this.
No doubt. And when you think of the history of WGN and baseball, obviously on the north side, when you look at the great names that have broadcasted games and the way you guys are used to delivering games to fans, you know, we couldn't be more excited. We were in the unfortunate situation of having a flagship partner that went into bankruptcy, and nobody wants to go through that. But it created an opportunity for us to sit down with Paul Rennie and with Todd Manley and with Larry Wirt and with their quick work and effort and to be able to put together a relationship so quickly, understanding a season was right around the corner. We couldn't be more appreciative of the relationship that we have had on the TV side that's carrying over to radio, and we know we're going to deliver a lot of great things to fans.
It's great stuff. Ro?
Yeah, I just got to say that when we heard about this coming down the pipe a few weeks ago, it was I got thrilled because this will be my second or third tour now with the White Sox. I was with the White Sox in I hate to say it, the late 1980s at WMAQ. You know,
man,
that's an institution that is a long deceased, but it's an amazing institution. You know, I grew up on the north side, so I had, you know, going into that, I had a preference, but my daughter and my siblings were all White Sox fans. So one of my favorite memories as a kid was to be able to go, you know, up on the north side for a day game because they used to play baseball in Sunshine up there, and then you get on the train and you go down and you go to your own like sort of twilight doubleheader in your own world on those rare days that happen. And In the 80s, I became such a fan and such a, you know, we were such a part of the fabric of that. And I happen to think that the fan experience at the Rate is the best fan experience in all of baseball. You know, you're close. You've got great food, great amenities, great experiences. You can, the parking is great. And it's an important thing.
It's the most underrated ballpark in the country. And I've talked about it forever. And obviously, we want Sox fans to get out there and fill it up. And on your way home, you'll be able to listen. And you can't make the game, you'll have the games with us, Brooks. So it's a great partnership. But, you know, Brooks, you weren't kidding. This thing came down in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and nothing gets done that fast. So good for Todd and Paul and Larry for getting that done.
Yeah, typically these types of negotiations take 6 months, and the fact that Jerry Reinsdorf has a relationship with Larry Wirt, and we do have, like I said, that connectivity on the TV side. This was able to come down quickly, and the enthusiasm that they have and the sales staff has for baseball, and particularly for White Sox baseball, and the opportunity made it a clear-cut decision for us that it's great to be partners with WGN and to be on the air with you guys.
Phones are ringing already. Hear it in the background.
And just a historical footnote, if I might, because Brooks mentioned, of course, the partnership with WGN Television, which has gone on for many, many years, and now this will further complement that. But White Sox baseball has been heard on WGN Radio before, from 1927 to 1943.
Remember that, Dave. You covered that.
Actually, one of my first jobs in this business was producing White Sox baseball over at BBM when the broadcast team was Joe McConnell, Rich King, Harry Carey, and Jimmy Pearsall.
Oh, wow.
Back in the early 80s. But it was Jack Brickhouse, Bob Elson, and Quinn Ryan. Quinn Ryan's a WGN Walk of Famer. Jack Brickhouse is, of course, as well as being a Baseball Hall of Famer, a Ford C. Frick Award winner. And that was back in the 1927 to 1943 seasons. White Sox baseball aired on these airwaves, and now it's back.
Very impressive.
It's very, very cool. And you're going to hear some of these exciting young players on with Ro and me and the rest of the day. We have some announcements to make in the coming days about other staff related to baseball. Kevin Powell, who I can out Kevin now, who's been covering the Cubs. Kevin is a lifelong Sox diehard fan. And I know Kevin Powell, our baseball guy, is going to be excited about being it and covering the Sox, period. So we got to get to Arizona, Brooks. We got to start chasing you guys.
You know, here's the thing. My understanding is Kevin is already there. So he beat you there. He beat the weather, and he's down there. And to your point, we have a very young, exciting team that we hope to broadcast many meaningful games in September and October moving forward. So couldn't be more excited about being on your airwaves.
And I just want to add to that you know, it all starts today at 3 o'clock with us and with Kevin in Arizona with the White Sox. It is it's an honor to be once again associated with this amazing, storied, historic franchise. And and we want to be as much a we this whole show, my entire staff of people on the Rocontra with Anna DeVlantis are all Sox fans. And this is yesterday when it appeared that this was going to happen. There was elation on the staff, and we just can't wait to be, a part of the service element that takes your fans to your games. So we're really excited to be a part of it.
Well, I can't wait to see what you guys are listening to, what you guys do on air to figure out who off of that team is going to throw out a first pitch during the season this year.
Well, since I'm hosting today, I assume it's me.
On air for that one.
Everybody's going to jump to it.
I got a picture, Brooks, hanging in my office at home of me throwing out the first pitch to James Baldwin. You remember Baldwin?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he
was it a strike?
He had to leap to his feet to save an elderly woman from having her teeth knocked out. So I got a history in that park.
That's terrific. Well, we look forward to having you guys down here. Pete, I'm sure he's going to be ready to finally be able to broadcast from inside the ballpark, you know, since we've kept him outside the ballpark for so many years.
How many times do I email you and text you for tickets?
Zero. Never. That never happens.
Uh-huh. Yes. Brooks, congratulations. This is a great partnership.
Well, can't wait to be working with you guys and here at DJ on the air. Thank you guys so much. Looking forward to it, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Thanks, Brooks.
And Pete, one last thing for Dave Ennett. You know, we all know the Hawks are going to figure this out. We'd like it to be sooner than later, but the Hawks have great partnership arrangements with the White Sox. So when you take the Blackhawks, the most successful franchise in this city for the last 10 years by far, and you combine the Blackhawks with Northwestern Sports and now the Chicago White Sox. Well, Dave, right. You ought to be smiling ear to ear.
No, I am. I'm thrilled by this, and I just think we've got a tremendous sports lineup, and it's only going to get better. And I think watching this young team develop here over the next few years, it reminds me, Steve and Pete and Roe, of the morning that we announced that the Blackhawks were coming aboard here.
Look,
you know, you're kind of at the right time, the right stage of the development of the program. I think it's going to be a very exciting progress to watch here on WGN.
And I think the baseball on WGN is it's just one of those things in the city that everybody is,
it's summer.
Familiar with, right.
Right.
Summer. I mean, this is the quintessential baseball radio station, and to be able to have a relationship with a storied institution like the Chicago White Sox, and to be able to watch them grow and develop into what we all know they are going to be, is going to be really something special.
Thank you, Dave Ennett.
Thank you, Pete.
And we'll listen to you tomorrow. Ro, we'll listen to you this afternoon, and I'll see you tomorrow at Harry Carey's.
Thank you, Pete.
All right.
Make sure you wear a spacesuit tomorrow. No, that is the plan.
Grant, that was the last thing Grant said to me. He just left here at 9:20. He's like, wear your spacesuit. I go, I'll just show up in a T-shirt.
Yeah, no, okay. I have to wear a spacesuit. So I think people should come out and watch this, because I might die of some sort of heat stroke-related issue on the air.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, I think it's funny about that is Pete's claiming he doesn't already own a spacesuit.
No. I may have one, yes. All right, thanks, Ro.
All right, thanks.
All right, Steve, hold on. We'll say goodbye in a second, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, Steve, live from Las Vegas again. The White Sox are coming to WGN.